Hey folks, JTB here with the morning after report. Not drunk, it's just hungover. And I just wanted to drop you a line here to let you know what's going on here on this episode. We're doing our top five horror movie sequels, and we got Justin Time back to do that with us. But if you remember, we watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre with our buddy Mark. Well, at the end of that night, our friend Donnie from the Vinyl Kings radio show stopped by. This was at like 1:30 in the morning, and we were going to try and record our top five with Mark and Donnie, and me and Danny, of course. But we were really, really fucking drunk. So we did record about 12, 14 minutes, something like that, of material, and we're going to tack that on the end of this episode. So you know, you can listen to our real, you know, top five bit, what we do with I do with Justin and Danny, and then we have like a song there, and then after that you stay tuned and you listen to the mess that is that night. So let you know. So here you go. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look how stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Hey there, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to another episode of DFC.
Am I on?
Oh, you're on.
Okay. I can't hear me, so.
You can't hear yourself? Can you hear me?
Not really.
I hear you both. You're fine.
Is that better?
That's much better.
All right. Yeah, your volume was down on your headphones. So.
That would explain it.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, how'd the shot go down there?
Not that good.
Yo, we have tequila in there. We should have done that. This is Drunk Film Commentary, where we look at films from our past.
And we get drunk and commentate.
Yeah, we don't really hide what we are.
No. Nope.
Pretty basic, we're out there. That's what we are. But if you like movies and you like podcasts and drunk people don't annoy you like us, then this is the podcast for you. Today we're doing our top five episode, which goes along with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which came out last week.
Two.
Came out last
Numero
week.
Numero dos.
And, so, hey, I remember to hit the button there.
Finally.
Yay.
But, so you missed out on Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Justin. But you did watch it, though, right?
Yeah.
And you got a little prepared, as much as you do.
Yeah.
And, so.
I was as prepared as I was for any other one of these fucking things.
So, what'd you think of the movie?
It was alright. I mean,
did you ever rate for it, at least?
I had it at a thumbs down.
We don't do that anymore.
Or, I would need, what's the worst one? A six pack? A tapper, yeah.
I think that's what we had, too, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a six pack. I don't know.
Really?
I think I said a tapper and a shot or something. I gave it like one and a half or something. It was,
it was kind of what I was expecting out of it.
I'm giving it to Nate the other day he came over.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that recommended it to us. He's like, you guys should do that one. I'm like, I haven't seen that. I don't think I've ever seen that. And yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no, I'd never seen it until I watched it for this.
No, me neither.
I was like, oh, I've probably seen it. I've seen every other fucking one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen tons of horror films. So that was a pretty god-awful sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to the first one, it's a lot different. The first one was supposed to be all serious. This one's supposed to be more like a joke.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So there's been some good horror sequels out there.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and do our top five horror sequels today. So
horror sequels.
Is there anything to touch on before we...
Do I have anything to touch on?
Is there anything else to talk about? How to reach us? Drop us a line.
Yeah, you can find us at drunkfilmcommentary at theyahoo.com.
Yep, all one word, all lowercase. How you doing over there, Danny?
Oh, I'm drunk.
She looks pissed.
No, I'm fine.
Danny, how would you do on this list? You had a little trouble with it, didn't you?
I did. I didn't want to do sequels.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in sloppy seconds.
Well, give them here.
You know, it's one of those things that, like, usually the first is the good one. Seconds
suck.
Anything after one.
Well, it doesn't become better than the original or something. Just a good one, you know.
Well, there's a couple exceptions to that.
Yeah.
Like Die Hard 2, Rocky 2.
Yeah. Die Hard 2 is not better than Die Hard 1 at all.
No.
Shut up.
No.
Rocky 2 is good.
Yeah, Rocky 2 is good.
Yeah, all the Rocky movies are good.
But
Police Academy 2.
That one's probably better than the first one, yeah. It's a good one, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can pull them out
so
of my ass every
I'm
once
not
in
a sequel
Fletch
person.
Fletch Lives is just as good as
yeah.
Well,
just as good, if not better.
European Vacation, not so good.
No.
I'm not a sequel person, so this was a little difficult for me. And
especially
I had
being
to,
horror films, too.
Right, right. And so, like, I like
yeah,
horror
I don't,
films.
Yeah, I don't watch horror films, really.
I like them. And so to try and find a sequel that... And so I looked, and I'm like, I saw that one. Nah, I didn't like it. I saw, nope, didn't like it. You know, it was one of those for me, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, cool. I got a list of five I made here.
I got my five.
Yeah? So.
Excuse me.
I guess you're going first, young lady.
you volunteered.
Yay.
Take out your number five. Wait, do we have to do crossovers?
Oh
what's
yeah, are we betting on crossovers? I think I had two.
I think you had one.
One?
I think we all had one.
Okay, then we all got one.
I think you and I had one, and then when she wasn't around, we got nothing that day.
Oh, maybe.
Who did Bill Murray.
Yeah.
So we were still at one, so we're all still tied right now.
So we might as well be at zero.
We might as well, yeah. So.
All right, so start fresh.
Okay, we can do that. I'm trying to remember what we get, though. But, Danny, how many crossovers do you think you have with us?
One.
One, huh? Okay.
I'm going one.
Do you want me to go? I'll go
whoa.
I'll go zero.
I'm going zero.
Wow.
Big goose egg over here.
Alright.
I don't think any of you fuckers know what I got.
cool.
I think I might have a crossover with Jason, so I'm pretty sure I don't have anything with you, but I was guessing maybe one.
See, we'll get to it when I have a twist. In my top five.
What a twist.
Yes, what a twist. But so Danny, you're gonna go first in your top five?
My top one.
Oh, your
number
five.
Finn.
Number five.
Numero Finn.
Number five. Dawn of the Dead.
Which one's that?
My number five. What the fuck?
No,
did
which
I not
one
say?
Which one in the of
did
the
I
Dead series?
Which Dawn of the Dead? There's
is that the one
it's
oh yeah,
there's
that
two
too.
Dawn of the Deads. Which one? The one from the late 70s or the
yeah.
one from the early 90s?
No. Late 70s.
Okay.
Is that early 90s? I thought that was late 90s.
It might be late
90s.
Either.
Yeah.
It has the guy, the dad from Modern Family in it. He's like a douchebag, like city boy hipster dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see him like that.
You're talking the Phil guy?
Yeah, Phil, yeah.
Phil Craxton.
He's in the... That's one that takes place right near outside Milwaukee.
Phil Dunphy.
Yeah. But you like the older
right,
one, though.
Right, the older one.
Is that the older guy with the headphones? Is that one, or is that Day of the Dead?
Day.
Or Dawn. I don't know. I get something confused.
I'm like, wait,
they'll,
don't
they'll
confuse me. Why would you confuse me?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one, though.
I'm going to keep drinking. Don't confuse me. All right.
Okay. Justin, how about you? You got number five?
My number five is Jeepers Creepers 2.
Okay. That was with that big demon guy, right?
Yeah, the scarecrow-looking thing.
Okay.
Like, he pretended to be, and he threw, like, the belly button fucking shuriken and shit.
What?
He skinned the people that he killed and, made, like, weapons out of them.
Okay.
And
he
had,
made weapons out of people to pieces of people?
Yeah, like, like, he, like, sewed together, like, the middle of people's stomachs, like, where their belly ones are, and, like, made, like, throwing stars out of them.
What?
Yeah. Like, that's how he stops the bus in the beginning of the movie when he kills
people's
all the...
belly's that hard? They can be used as throwing stars?
Well, no, he's got, like, bones and shit through it. But he uses it to, like, sew the stuff together.
Mm.
But it's still, like, intact.
Wow. I don't think I've seen the second one. I think I've seen the first one.
That's the one with Justin Long.
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen any of them, so...
Yeah.
The one where he's jumping on a car and he's...
Yeah, that's the first one.
Okay.
He's running down was it a cornfield?
Oh, cornfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, no, the second one's, I don't know, it's just as cool. It's a little bit different story.
What year was that?
02 or something like that, probably.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I would Google it, but your internet isn't working.
Yeah, I'm really upset about this.
Yeah, fuck you, you old man.
Right?
I have my shit on paper. I type that shit up and print it out at work. Boom. Another hour
and
a paycheck.
I don't have that at luxury at work.
All right. Cool. That's good number five. My number five is about a vacation in Slovakia, where they go and they... people go there, some kids go there for a nice little vacation, European vacation, with Chevy Chase.
Oh, I love that movie.
No. It's Hostel 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like that movie because it's part of that whole gore porn kind of thing. But, you know, the Hostel movies are okay. I kind of liked them. And I like the second one a lot because, number one, it opens up with the death of the guy who survived the first movie.
Yeah.
You know, he like dies in the opening scene. So it's like, that's kind of cool. So no one gets away. But this one had chicks. So, and that was good. So it was a lot of naked chicks. And then she comes through and wins in the end. And it's pretty good. That's my number five. Hostel 2. Eli Roth. 2007. So. All right. How about you?
We're back to me.
Yeah,
yes,
we're back to you.
Back to you.
Okay.
Hey, wake up.
That's how the circle works.
Goddamn circle with three people. It's so confusing. Anyway.
You need arrows?
Maybe. Don't judge.
Ding, 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 ding. For those who can't see, I'm pointing at everyone as I say ding in order.
Because he's
all three of us.
A jackass.
Yeah.
Anyway. four is actually Bride of Chucky.
Okay.
Ooh, that almost made my list.
Bride of Chucky. I appreciate Child's Play. I
No, I don't like any of those movies, but
oh,
I didn't take this top five too seriously either, as you'll figure out on my next couple picks.
Oh, sure. Nice. I was never a big Chucky guy. I don't know.
No, he scared the fucking dog piss out of me. Still
right,
does.
Right when you were little,
still
you're
does.
Like, I don't want to be in a room with dolls.
Out.
Get the fuck away from me.
No, like, I don't like if I'm walking through a Spencer's that happens to have like the display for like they sell the fucking Chucky dolls. Like, I still get wigged out. I'm like, ah.
They actually had a doll called My Buddy. That looks a lot like Chucky.
Yeah, I
mean, and
he
that's
was in very
exactly
similar clothing.
Why I
yeah.
liked it. Yeah.
And my little brother, he's like 10 years younger than me. He had one. He had My Buddy, and once Chucky came out, I was like, "Holy shit, that's fucking Chucky!"
And then he tormented his little brother.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I'd do that. So okay, cool. My number four is.
Well, I didn't say my number
just
four.
Just in time. Yeah.
Jeez, do I get to go?
Shish.
Oh yeah, we're on this
dink,
way.
Dink,
which way
dink,
we'll go?
Dink, 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 motherfucker.
Dink, dink, motherfucker.
Just in time.
My number four is Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Leprechaun in the Hood, huh?
In the Hood.
In the Hood.
It's the Hood.
What is that about?
It's about a leprechaun in the Hood.
In the Hood.
No, it's one of the hundreds of fucking stupid leprechaun movies.
Yeah.
You know, the first one's all right with Jennifer Aniston before she got the nose job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was pre-nose job, okay. Jennifer Aniston. It's all right. Like, he cuts her fucking stomach open with his, like, shoe buckle or something.
Damn.
Like, it was cool. But then the other ones all kind of suck.
What about the...
Leprechaun in the Hood, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's sitting there, like, dressed up like a gangster, drinking a 40 in one scene, and... just, you know, he just does a bunch of stupid shit like that.
Nice.
And he's like, a friend with weed is a friend indeed, and he smokes a joint.
Of course, he's in the hood, right?
Yeah, exactly. I almost put Leprechaun in Space in there. Cause
there's a Leprechaun in Space?
Yeah, and there's a scene where there's a scene where the Leprechaun grows giant, and then he, like, opens up his pants and looks down, and he's like, oh, that'll do.
God damn.
Yeah.
There's a Leprechaun in Space.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Google it. Oh.
Oh wait, I can't. Yeah.
Oh boy. For those of you who don't know, our internet is down again.
Might be back up. It looks like it's functioning.
It's not. It's not. What the fuck?
Jason, stop talking.
That's where internet's going. I got a new toy.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, listeners, they're going to hate that. So, okay, we're going to get to our next one, which would be you. Me?
You.
Yay.
Four.
My number four is 1990's Sorority House Massacre 2.
No.
You guys probably
I've
never seen
that
one. No, it's
I've never even heard of the first one.
It's a doozy. No. We had this one back in my early 20s. Me and my roommates had it on videotape. And we just had this thing playing all the time just for background noise. And it was just awesome. It's, you know, it's just as bad as you think it is. you know, the five chicks going to a house. You know, the movers haven't been there yet. That stuff. They have no power. They have no electricity. But they have tequila.
Good.
So, and then they all decide to take showers, and then they bust out the Ouija board afterwards. So
showers, tequila,
Ouija board. Yeah.
Got it.
This sounds like another movie I've seen called Sorority Spring Break.
This was great. It was like such a perfect cliche of everything, you know, that kind of sexploitation kind of thing, genre. So that's what most of mine are, kind of like specific genres, I guess, kind of. But that's my number four, Sorority House Massacre 2, which is kind of hard to find. I don't know. I looked on, see if it was streaming anywhere. Nope. But it was funny because they had a little flashback scene of like where the killer came from, and like they had a whole story. And it was seen.
Well, if you saw the first movie, you wouldn't even want to know.
But
it wasn't that bad of B-porn.
It wasn't from that movie. It was from Slumber Party Massacre 1, the scenes were.
It wasn't even the same franchise?
Well, they were like related, but they weren't like the same movies. There was Sorority House Massacre 1 and what was the other one I just said? Slumber Party Massacre.
Oh, well, Slumber Party was probably when they were in high school, and then Sorority is when they're in college.
But it goes to Slumber.
It's like Revenge of the Nerds 1, 2, and 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't explain that anywhere in the either. It's really weird. But
well, it probably had a shitty fucking writer.
Oh, yeah, probably. But still, it's, let's see that again. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but it's something we always like to see. You know, hey, look up, boobies. Okay, look all back right. down. Look up again. Oh, hey, you're getting killed. All right, go back down.
Well, probably not going to see her boobies again.
Oh, you put a tape over again. I was back in the old VHS.
But you gotta wait half an hour for it to rewind.
Yeah. I remember when buddy of mine had one of them that if you press the right button, it would rewind, it would start playing right when it stopped rewinding.
Oh, yeah?
So that was nice.
Fancy.
That way you didn't have to go, is it done yet? Let's play. So.
I think mine did that.
Yeah.
But we had the speed rewinder that looked like a car.
The extra little machine?
Yeah, so I always use that because it rewound it in like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And it's like, when I can't wait to watch that next videotape, my God, I'm using my fucking rewinder.
Exactly.
You know, you got 3 for $5 at the grocery store that day.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they had video stores and grocery stores.
I miss that.
So yeah, that was my number four. So we're going to number three with Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
We are. And my number three is Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Dream Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
That was my top 10.
Johnny Depp was in it.
Oh, he comes back in that one, doesn't he? For a little, just short little piece. Yeah.
Quick minute. But Patricia Arquette.
Which one's that one?
Dream Warriors.
It's when they're all in the loony bin.
Maybe tonight
and
you'll
Nancy,
be gone.
Well, and he's like coming into reality.
Yeah, and Nancy,
Nancy's running the
shrink.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Number two.
Yeah, where he gets the guy on that one.
The guy that's in the wheelchair gets to walk in his dream,
so he's so about it. And then, Freddie took him out by his veins and up to the top and of the building.
That was someone else. He had to jump off the building.
Yeah,
but yeah. Well, maybe it was. I don't know.
No, you're right. I think it was somebody
else. Was that
else,
the one where he throws Patricia Arquette in the TV? Says, yes. Here's your prime time, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, or is that
four?
And
he crashes the truck in the beginning.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. Yeah, that's...
But that's...
3 and 4 are both pretty good.
Yeah.
Which one's 4? Dream Master? Dream
No,
killer,
I thought it was a...
Killer Dreams? The
Dreamweaver?
The Dream Master. Is it the Dream Master?
Ooh, Dreamweaver.
Wrong movie.
Oh, God.
Dumbass.
That's a really good pick. So, cool.
My cap off to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My number three stars the same character.
Oh.
But it is a different film.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
It is the... Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh.
Crossover.
Fuck.
So I got one.
You got one?
You got that one on there too?
No, I have you guys. I have one crossover.
No, it's how many
it's supposed
years,
to be that you have.
How many years?
No, no, it works for me.
No. Sorry.
This works.
So we got our one.
Damn, guys.
Well, there's the one.
But what happens if we get another one? Then we don't get nothing, right?
Yeah.
Then you don't. I'm
well,
fine.
You win a point
if you get it right.
You and I both said zero, so...
Oh, so you already lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we said one.
Damn. No, we said none.
Okay, yeah, Freddy vs. Jason. Yeah, it's number 3.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was cool. I don't know. I was mostly laughed at it. There were some good special effects. But yeah. the end scene when they're in the the fight scene where they're in the construction site and shit.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool.
Oh yeah. That's my number 2, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good. I liked that they had the stereotypical characters. They had the Jack Black type of guy.
Yeah.
They had the Jason Mewes type of guy. They had the hot chick. They had the black girl. They had the nerdy guy.
How sweet. Dark meat.
Jason Ritter was in that. I don't know if it's the same Jason Ritter that listens to us.
Probably is.
He also, he asked us to do Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh, okay.
So I put it in the list.
Okay.
In the random poll.
Nice.
So it might get pulled up eventually.
Well, maybe I'll pick it because it's my pick this week.
Oh, boy. But yeah, Jason Ritter was in this. So I don't know if it's the same one. He plays the dude that gets away with the girl at the end.
Do you think Jason Ritter has a Looney Tunes fetish?
I don't know. He likes Space Jam. He wants back in action. Yeah, he's got something. He's got a whole thing with
Alright, well.
Don't chase off our listener.
our
we got two.
Listener.
We got Mandalay and we got
and Jason Ritter.
Jason Ritter, yeah.
Hey, Jason, I'm just poking fun at you.
Well, we have to. I'm gonna poke fun at each other, we have to poke fun at everyone else too. So otherwise we don't like you.
So alright.
But yeah, that's nice. That was 2003. That was the 11th Jason movie.
Oh.
Right after Jason X. Remember Jason X?
That was Jason in Space?
Yeah. That movie actually was okay.
That was sad. No.
I liked his mask and his machete in that one and all that, but I didn't like the movie itself.
Yeah. I thought it was okay.
I liked the way the movie looked. Let me put it that way.
Manhattan was bad. That was horrible.
That one sucked.
And the Final Friday was pretty bad, too, when the guy eats his heart and becomes him.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty rough, but... Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. Freddy vs. Jason was pretty good, though.
I don't know. All the horror sequels, the Freddy, the Jasons, all those, they all run together for me. I can never remember which one's which.
Yeah.
Well, I was young when they were coming out, so...
Oh, well.
You know, I mean, I was really young when the first one came out, but when I was on, four, five, and six, so it's all when I was, five, six and seven, I think are my favorite ones. I saw those in the theater when I was 16 or whatever. Finally got to be able to sneak into that. And so it was cool. But yeah. Love the Freddy and the Jason. My number 3 is The Human Centipede 2.
Ooh.
The full sequence, Danielle. It's the full sequence. It's have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
you gotta see this one.
Any
then.
Of them. And I won't.
Well, the first one.
I
want
to see 3.
What's the first one about?
Dude sews people's mouths to their buttholes.
No, not gonna do it.
Yeah, 3 people he attaches. Yeah. He's like some kind of mad scientist dude.
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
Okay, well, the second one is all shot in black and white. It's a Dutch film, and it stars this little creepy guy. His name's Martin in the film, and he's mentally challenged. I mean, it's quite obvious when you look at him. But he's inspired by Human Centipede, the movie.
Okay.
And he goes and captures the actress that played the lead girl in the movie.
Oh, shit.
And he tries to make one of 12 people. And it was pretty awesome. The black and white thing made it really kind of scary. And then it was fun too because it was cool how it took on the first movie like it was a real movie. And the director even said that this film was going to make the first Human Centipede look like My Little Pony.
Damn.
So I haven't seen the third one yet.
No, the third one's something with the prison and
whole row of them or something.
Yeah, like a whole prison yard full.
Sounds crazy.
That's like the cover.
She won't let me watch it.
Not with me.
You want to hang out sometime? Watch that?
Yeah. We got to watch the second one, though.
Okay.
I've only seen it, I think, twice, so.
You want to watch all 3 of them?
I don't think.
Just in a row?
I have to watch the first one again. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Jesus.
You're making a lot of noise.
I was pulling the mic.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
I'll tell you in a minute.
So that's my number 3. So did you do your number 3?
I actually didn't have a number 4 is what happened. I had Dawn of the Dead is 5, no number 4, Bride of Chucky is 3.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street is 2, and then I went to my number 1.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping to get to that, but I didn't because our internet's down.
Okay. Let's let Justin do his number 2, and then we do our number 1s then.
My number 2? Why I was laughing here?
Yeah.
I did write down Leprechaun in Space.
Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
That's not even a real movie.
Okay.
What year did it come out?
I don't fucking know.
Come on.
Probably like 01.
Who's in that?
The Leprechaun. That's all I fucking know.
Who plays a Leprechaun?
I don't know.
I think you and I know that one.
Martin Short.
Did you just ask Leprechaun in Space?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it
Leprechaun
Warwick Davis?
In Space.
Warwick Davis did the first couple movies. I know that.
It's Leprechaun 4.
He played an Ewok.
Who played an Ewok? What?
The Leprechaun guy. The guy who plays Leprechaun was an Ewok.
Okay.
Wasn't one of the guys from Willow? Didn't he do
one
of them?
The same one. I think he's in Willow, too. Warwick, Warwick Davis, yeah.
Oh, huh.
He's like some little British kid, and they made him an Ewok. Like the main Ewok, Wicket, the one who...
Yeah, Wicket's dope.
He comes up and talks to Princess Leia.
Did you ever see that one where it's all about Wicket, and he, like, befriends a human, and they're
flying the Ewok around. Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one was a kid.
That's a good one.
I don't know about that.
I used to watch that more than I watched the regular first three.
Wow. I remember seeing it. I was probably 12 or so when it came out. I was getting...
Yeah, I was probably watching it when I was 7.
I think they had two of them. They had The Battle for Endor and the Ewok Adventure.
Yeah.
One of them had Wilford Brimley in it. At least one of them did.
Oh, really?
Maybe both of them did. I don't know. But at least one of them did. He was like the grandfather of the kids. And kids run off, but... Yeah. Ewok Adventure. Be our next flip pick, huh?
Oh, it might be now. Now that I have a title.
Oh, boy.
Fuck, I hope not. So, okay, that's your number one.
No, that's my number two.
Oh, number two, okay.
Although, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it to Fern Gully 2. Because Destruction of the Rainforest, that's truly terrifying.
Isn't that Avatar?
No. Oh, same God. Movie, though. Pretty much same movie. I one's thought. Animated, one's CGI.
Is it both animated?
Similar.
Okay. All right, cool.
But yeah, Fern Gully 2, that's my number two.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's a horror movie.
How about number one? Danny?
Wait, you're number two.
My number two was Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
Oh.
This crossover, we talked
about
that
one.
Come on,
keep up.
Wait. My number one was Devil's Rejects.
Oh, yeah. Sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The guy that was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 was in it.
Yep.
Bill something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Zombie Rob direct that?
Yep.
Oh, the house. Yeah, the Devil Rejects. Yeah, yeah.
I just like calling him Zombie Rob.
Well, I'm sorry.
What's the other character's name? What's that guy's name? The clown.
Captain Spaulding.
Yeah. He's cool. He had a lot more to do than the first movie, which is cool.
Yeah.
He's in a lot more. I remember that.
Yeah, and his wife. Rob Zombie's wife.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dr. Spaulding's
wife. She's just a hottie.
She's got that squeaky little annoying voice, though.
No, her voice isn't squeaky.
She was good in Halloween.
She makes it that way.
She was good in Halloween as a kid's mom. She did a good job then.
Yeah.
But when she's being that killer, it's kind of annoying. Kind of like they were last week on Texas Chainsaw Massacre, too. How the killers are annoying. It's kind of why I see her in those movies, kind of. But...
Okay.
Yeah. But that's a good flick, though. Nice story.
It's my faves.
All right. Cool. All right. My number one?
Wait, no, I still haven't done my number one.
It's Justin Times.
Justin Times number one?
Because pretty much all the movies run together, I'm picking all of the Halloween sequels.
Huh. Even Halloween 3?
Even Halloween 3. That's the season of the witch or whatever, right?
Yeah,
that one sucks.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that one sucks. Excluding that one. That's
Shamrock.
That one's so bad, I remember
Halloween,
it.
Halloween.
Yeah, and she's at that weird
Halloween.
Ball. Yeah.
And when the commercial came out, all the kids became like possessed. Like, ooh.
Yeah, that one wasn't.
That was horrible, yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the Halloween movies, so.
Yeah. I think they came back and made a few more later on, like 5 and 6. And
yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis came back and. I don't remember
any of
those.
Yeah, then
they
did, like, Halloween H2O, and...
Yeah.
And then I think Rob Zombie took it over and did
I'd like to see another one from him. I wouldn't mind.
I wasn't big into the second one.
I liked it.
First one was really good.
First one was real good.
Yeah, I thought the first one was great. But the second one, I didn't think they needed to have a second one. It should have ended it. You know, some stories are best told in one movie.
Yeah.
They don't need to bring him back, but...
I just like the character. I don't know.
But some stories take more than one movie.
Yes.
Some take, two and a half.
And some stories are never ending.
It's not Never Ending Story. It's not mine.
No. That's a pretty scary movie.
My movie goes medieval on everybody. Takes place in 1300 AD. Army of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
No hell.
Yeah.
I couldn't have guessed that one.
Well, I was thinking Evil Dead 2 when I was popping my head. I'm like, well, that's one of my favorite movies, you know? And but I thought, it's not really a sequel because it's more like almost like a remake of the first movie. Have you seen 1 and 2?
I've seen them, but I've never really paid attention.
Danny, you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
She's yawning, folks.
I'm sorry, I'm still actually trying to get internet right now.
Okay, but, yeah, well, Evil Dead 2 is kind of like a remake of Evil Dead 1. They kind of got some more money and decided to redo it, make it a little better. Because in Evil Dead 2, he just faced all of these demons in the first movie. In the second movie, he goes right back out there and does it again, with like acting like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on? So it doesn't really make much sense like that. So I couldn't put Evil Dead 2 as a sequel. But Army of Darkness, it's not as good as Evil Dead 2, but it's good time. It's he goes back, a lot more effects with the zombies come up, and well, not the zombies, but the skeleton dudes come up and shit. And
yeah, that's where he gets sent back in the car and shit.
Yeah. You ever see the alternate ending of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, the original ending, he like goes back to normal time, and he gets everything right. But in the alternate ending, he fucks up the words he's supposed to say. So drink the potion and say some magic words.
Yeah.
And he fucks it up like he fucks up earlier in the movie when he's trying to grab the book. And he ends up going way in the future. He comes out, and like everything's all like burnt to shit and, you know, all smoking. And she's like, oh no, I said the wrong words. And that ends.
Oh, that like, sucks.
I thought it was pretty cool. It was a good one. But
it'd probably be cool if I'd seen it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, he fucked up and he overshot. He's supposed to like drink the potion and sleep and go back to the time. He's supposed to wake up, but he went too far. He fucked the words up.
Yeah.
So
I followed the plot of what you were saying.
Okay. That's Army of Darkness, 1992.
Cool.
So that's our top five horror sequels. We still don't have internet, huh?
It was a mash.
No, we don't.
Huh. We were gonna play some Monster Mash for you, but
yeah.
Instead, I'll just sing it.
You gonna sing it for me?
No.
Sing it for us, Justin.
It was I don't even know if I know the words right. It was a bash. It was a monster mash. It was a bash.
But what's our next movie?
It was a smash.
Our next movie
is coming up next week.
You guys may have heard of it.
You mean The Natural Born Killers?
Ah, yes. That is next, isn't it?
It is.
And I really gotta pride their mothers on not getting an epidural.
The Natural Born Killers?
Yeah. Because they were naturally born.
Sorry.
I'm trying to play a song. Fully taken over. You have your headphones on. You know what's going on here.
No, I have no idea what's going on.
I'm playing Sweet Jane for our Natural Born Killers. They're going to come after us eventually and say, hey, you can't use these songs.
Oh, God damn it.
But,
Until then, they can suck my dick.
Right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you. I'm Justin.
I'm JTB.
I'm Danny.
And
we're Audi. Yes.
keeps going and going like this.
Oh, Mike's not hot.
Your mic's not hot.
Oh, seriously, it's too tired.
But they're over there.
Right, well, I'm trying not to look tired into it.
No, it's fine. You can talk over it. It's kind of scary, huh?
Well, Don doesn't have headphones, so he doesn't hear it.
I can kind of hear it, and I'm very scared.
Well, it's all about being...
I'm about to pee my pants.
It's all about being possessed by the devil.
It is. This is the theme from The Exorcist. So it's called, try to throw your shit on the table, please.
Tubular bells?
Sorry. This is a high-tech studio you have here. I don't know how to act.
So, tell me when I should shut this off.
Well, I got we should turn it down here, I guess. This is a drunk film commentary, yet another episode. It's late. What time is it? 1:30?
Yeah, it's
late. We're drunk, and we're doing our DFC. We're doing our drunk film commentary. We're talking about horror films, because we just watched The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We did.
Danny, what did you think about The Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Part 2. There's not many part twos of anything that I appreciate. So,
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 was a great sequel. There's a lot of great sequels.
Those are the voices of our guests.
No.
We have Mark, who returns from our last podcast. He's still here.
I didn't leave.
And then we found this guy outside, Donnie.
Yeah, I was just picking up cigarette butts and empty beer cans outside
and
your apartment.
And he has pretty ears.
He's Donnie Stancato from WIPZ.
That's correct.
We were on your show. We're actually on your show.
Thank you for the plug. Yeah,
are you
radio?
The Vinyl Kings?
Yes, thank you for the plug. Yes, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m.
Where can I find that online somewhere?
Yeah, WIPZ.org, or if you're in the Kenosha racing area, 101.5 FM.
Of course, we'll have to wait.
But aren't you done?
Semester.
Aren't you done for the summer?
Yeah, I'll be back on in September. So catch the show then.
I'm thinking you got to do a podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna start one tomorrow, actually.
Right,
nice.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join the DFC network, you're.
Oh,
we can talk.
You're a network now.
Well, we already have the news show. We have the top five show. We have the movie show. So.
Okay, Kevin Smith.
I think I'm going to jump on your bandwagon.
Whatever. I'm just doing something. We're having fun.
I love it.
Yeah. You're having a good time, so.
I'm here.
He's so drunk.
We're drunk. And we're doing the top five. Well, the original plan.
Can we turn the Texas music off sometime soon?
Yeah. All right, it's off. There you go. So, we were originally going to do top five horror sequel films. That was the original idea that
I don't like sequels.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is probably one of the worst sequels of any movie ever, maybe.
Turd.
I mean, you think of a worse? I mean, there's The Speed again.
I'm going to say Leprechaun in the Hood 2.
Ah. Is worse than the first one?
Yeah, Leprechaun in the Hood Part 2 is pretty bad.
It's worse than the first one, though.
I guess it's probably pretty safe to say that a lot of horror movies... sequels are bad. We just haven't seen a lot.
I disagree.
Come on, Candyman 2.
Well, that's horrible. But no, I actually did come up with a
Candyman.
A
he
top
came.
Five.
He came up with a list, and
I'm just gonna run down.
I didn't. So whatever.
I'm gonna run down my
Jason
top five.
Jason loves lists.
Oh, you're a list man.
Oh,
well, we're at the top five show.
His favorite part working at Happenings is doing that page.
I do the list.
Do you do that page?
I do all that shit, yeah.
Very talented writer.
Very talented.
Okay, well, my number five is not really a horror movie, I don't think, but a lot of people call it that, and it's Aliens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, sure, 1986. Sci-fi horror.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of not quite horror, but my number four is Hostel 2. Because it's better than Hostel 1 because it has all the chicks in it that are getting fucking slaughtered. So it's lots of boobs. Lots of boobs getting slaughtered. Hostel fan guy?
Is this horror movies or horror movies? I'm confused here.
Good question.
Question that's been asked about 100 times tonight.
What do you want to be?
A little of both.
Okay. My number three is The Human Centipede 2. Anybody ever seen any of those?
I have not.
Okay, well, the first one is about a crazy...
Oh, we're all familiar with it. No one's curious.
Well, he makes this human... You know what the second one's about?
More of the same?
No, it's about... It's all in black and white. It's about this dude's obsessed with the movie. Of the Human Centipede movie so much that he wants to try and create it himself. And he's this loser, like a security guard working at a parking garage. And it's all filmed in black and white, really gritty. It's, you know, for being a, it's way better than the first one, I thought. And he tries to do his own little version of the Human Centipede, so it's kind of interesting.
Isn't there a part where there's someone mouth to ass, and you see someone poop into someone else's mouth?
That's the whole thing, Human Centipede, yeah. There's a part three, too, now. I haven't seen that one yet.
Did they do that in the first one, or is it just in the second one?
Oh, yeah, in the first one, there's three people sewn together. There's a dude, and then a chick, and her mouth is sewn to his butt, and then her butt is sewn to another chick's mouth.
Is it bad I'm getting a boner right now?
Yeah.
Welcome from Donnie.
Stop jabbing me with that, actually. It's really uncomfortable. We do that.
But I think Human Centipede 2 is way better. I haven't seen the 3 yet because I'm not allowed to watch it unless I'm alone. And I'm...
No, you're allowed to watch it, but not while I'm in the fucking
room.
Who's
studying these? Oh, I see.
So,
he's like, oh, we should watch this. I'm like, no.
It would be a nice romantic evening for you guys.
I think so.
No.
So my number 2 is Freddy vs. Jason.
I actually have seen that one.
I saw that in the theater.
I thought that was great. It was perfectly cheesy. They had... Every stereotypical guy, they had the Jack Black character, they had the Jay Muse character.
They did cover it, yeah.
They had everything. They had boobs, like, in the first couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just them two going at it, just doing their stupid lines, and it was perfect. It was perfect for Freddy vs. Jason. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's just what you imagine.
I would not call that a sequel, though. That's like...
It's the same characters in a movie. It's not a reboot.
Okay, is the sequel necessarily the second movie, or is it
any sequel? Any no, not number two.
But isn't this its own movie? Isn't it?
But it's the same character, so it's part of the franchise.
I really fought to keep that off my.
I love that shit. No, next time do it right into the fucking.
I didn't mean
mic.
Just number twos. I meant any movie besides the original.
You know why I assumed it was like had to be the second movie?
No, anything after that one.
Oh,
sorry, I should have. Yeah.
So, like, Police Academy 7?
That's okay.
That's not scary, though.
Here's the thing.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
A little scary. That's the one that goes to Hawaii?
And yet, I did not do sequels.
And Hightower in that one?
Yeah, I believe Hightower is in all of them.
What about Mahoney?
Gutenberg.
I didn't think he was...
not in
Mahoney.
Mahoney, yeah. He leaves after the third one, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have any of those yet.
What about Tackleberry?
Tackleberry.
Tackleberry.
That's great.
It's a shit show.
Yeah, and my number one would be Evil Dead 2.
Agreed. Quality.
Army of Darkness almost made later in the top five.
Yeah.
That could have been a little further down the line. But,
definitely Army of Darkness is second to Evil Dead 2. A lot of people like the third one a lot better.
Really?
I prefer the second one.
I do too.
And honestly, I'll go out there and say, I think everything they've done with the new show, that's not yours, this is my, you're drinking my empty. Yeah. Everything they've done with is it Encore?
Oh, yeah. Is it Encore? No.
Ash versus the Evil Dead?
Yeah.
That whole season was as good as one of those movies to me. I mean, I loved
it. You see it all? Season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I saw the first half of it or so on my phone.
I can't wait till the second season of that.
I want to rent it, though.
It's like coming in another one of those movies.
Yeah, it's badass. He came back with...
And you know what? I'm going to teach you how to fucking figure out how to... I'm going to teach you how to get some fucking shit in your house. This is ridiculous, the way you watch TV.
I watch on my phone, man. Everyone does it.
You know what, though? You did teach him something about...
About love.
Oh, Jesus.
About life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I... Well, the HBO.
Was it HBO? And
I didn't teach him something. I gave him my password.
We lost it.
We lost it.
No, it got,
but we
it got
lost,
switched.
And so we don't have it.
I can hurry
it back up. It's okay.
No, when they went to it,
and it's like, oh, right,
Mark, I love you. Please, you give us back that password.
Absolutely. I'll reload it before I leave.
That's okay. We have plenty
Mark's
of shit.
I'll write it down, or I'll text it to you. I'll text it to you right now.
No, this is
no
legal.
You
we're not.
Have it.
No, HBO is going to come after us. They came after Nate. He was downloading their shit on the internet, and HBO came after his ass.
HBO is well aware of how people share their passwords.
So, well, if they're listening to the DFC right now, they're coming after us. And that's drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
I'm going to send you an email right now.
That'd be great, because we don't get any emails. I'll play it outside. We don't.
Yeah, you know what? You guys don't even do any tweets either. I've been looking at your Twitter.
We're really bad.
I don't understand the Twitter. Emails.
I'm really bad with the Twitter.
I'll help you guys out after the show.
Well,
thank you.
It's
because
great,
because
we're totally
not allowed
to remember everything you say.
Twitters, but he is.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you guys.
All right. Oh, boy.
You guys do need some help with social media.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, you're old. Shut up. I love you.
Facebook is the lamest one out of all the social media. Hey, did you hear I'm banned from Facebook for 3 days? Did you hear?
Why?
What picture did you put up?
There was no picture. I just
And that's Donnie.
Hi, everybody.
Do you remember Donnie?
Yeah,
we did.
Thank you.
We did.
Yeah.
What was the picture? Come on.
There was no picture. I just posted something about sluts and sticking. This was the post.
I've heard you like sluts. Is that true?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Who the fuck doesn't?
Duh.
I like sluts.
Yeah, sluts are fun.
Them bitches are easy.
You're telling me.
Well, they don't need any money, then.
Well, duh. Of course they do.
Usually for their children.
Do an album and bring it at the same time. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what they say with chicks who have kids, right?
Oh, please tell me.
Oh, come on. I have a
kid. They like the fuck.
They're easy, yeah. They're ready to go.
Chicks and kids, you know they fuck.
They have.
They're not prudes.
So, horror movies. Danielle, do you have any horror movies that you like?
Yeah.
That's what this is going to be called.
Oh, fuck. Five.
We could talk about
Donnie.
Oh,
five would be People Under the Stairs.
Five would be... You did a real Christopher Walken thing there. Five would be...
Shut up.
But you know, folks, it is
you little
10 to 2 a.m.
It was a real Christopher Walken thing.
We've been here with Mark recording since 5 p.m.
Yeah, we've been here for a while.
People Under the Stairs.
What's that about? Is that people under the stairs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Scary. That scares me. I don't like walking upstairs.
Here's the thing.
Seen it, did not love it.
No, I was younger.
At the time, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like, eh.
Here's the thing. He mentioned the seconds of horror movies, and I'm like, not so much.
Sequels, not seconds.
It's seconds.
No, it's any sequel, anything besides the original.
Thank you for explaining that, because I didn't know what she was talking about.
It's seconds. And People Under the Stairs, when I first watched it, was like, oh, shit.
Was that a sequel?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, no she's not following
it.
I totally didn't.
What's the layout of what?
Yeah, it
drunk film commentary.
Oh, okay, so there's nothing. No rule.
No fucking rule.
Okay, perfect.
We're supposed to do our top fives, but, we're missing one of our show hosts, and some of us don't have the correct lineup. Some of us have no lineup,
we're just kind of winging it.
Okay, a little winging it.
A little loosey goosey. Do you have any horror movies?
What's your favorite horror movie?
You kind of look like Dracula. You got the werewolf.
I want to suck your dick.
I mean,
yep.
Did that drop? No, for horror films. Yeah.
I don't really watch those kind of films because I get really scared.
Yeah.
I will gladly watch them with you, and you can cuddle with me and protect me. But Scream. Scream
we'll
1, Scream
down.
2, Scream 3.
You're not that loud.
No, we're just cutting him out.
That's a great idea.
Scream films are
the
great.
Scream ones? Are they? I thought the first one's pretty good. Yeah. The second one?
So my
second
four
one
was no, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which one?
Oh, really?
The original.
But it's supposed to be...
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I love the Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors was way better. Yeah, Dream Warriors was great.
Dream Warriors. I love it that I have this empty beer right next to my full beer. So every time I reach for my full beer, I pick up that empty beer once. Every time.
So we move that over
every
there.
Every time.
Now you're fine.
Every time. You're so pretty. Sheesh.
Oh, thanks, folks, for listening to Drunk Film Commentary. It's 2 a.m.
And 3 is The Shining.
It's a cool 42 degrees outside right now.
I feel like I should.
The
just,
Shining was on the
I should just go and get another beer.
I mean, I
think we should do some more shots.
We're at 16 minutes. So
wait, we have. Mark,
should we take a break?
Say what?
What?
Oh boy.
I love Mark. I love his wife.
On that, we're going to take a break, I guess, and do some more shots. I'll be right back.
Okay.